Remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not. Brethren, this is the message for this hour. In meditation, in stillness, in silence, we are all called upon to remember our Creator, to remember the Lord of hosts, to remember the one that was, that is, and is to come. The time has come to begin to remember that He is our life. He is our identity. That we all proceeded forth from Him. When we fail to remember this thing, when we fail to retain this sacred knowledge, that is when the evil day is creeping. Paul mentioned it. Paul says that the days are evil. He talks about the world, the realm, the dimension called this world, where there is no knowledge of God. Where men live a life alienated from the life of God. When men live a life without God, without helper. Where corruption sets in, a man continuously goes down a steep slope into everlasting destruction, sorrow, and pain. But the Lord says, remember. Remember your Creator. Remembrance is what we are all called to do in this hour. Let us begin to remember in meditation our life in the Spirit. Let us begin to remember that the life of the Father is the very life that we had from the foundation of the world. And it remains our only life, for there is no other life. When we fail to retain this knowledge, it is then that we begin to suffer the pain and suffer the effects of corruption that is in this world. Reading further in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, it says, remember the Lord or thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The days where you no longer know what pleasure is. The days where singing ceases. The day where you are encompassed with all kind of problems of humanity. Whether it be health problems, whether it be financial problems, whether it be emotional problems, when you enter into a realm, a dimension of want, continuous lack, where you continue to desire and desire and you're never satisfied. Remember your Creator, remember the Lord, your life. Remember the Lord, your true identity. Before those days of pleasure, those days of singing, those days of eating become, something that is long, lost and forgotten. Remember. Brethren, remembrance. This is what Jesus Christ came to bring about in our lives today. Remembrance. remember things that we have forgotten, things that we have lost all awareness of. And this dark entity called the world is calling us to remember. Remember once more. Remember. So that you can escape the corruption that is in this world. Remember. So that you can know joy and peace unspeakable. Praise God. I go further. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men bow themselves and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the street, when the sound of grinding is low, and when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall become a body, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, you know, and the mourners go about the streets. Praise God. Using prophetic language, Solomon is, you know, expresses or explains the aging process, how things begin to fall apart in the physical body. Of course, the vision of Solomon, or the revelation, the insight Solomon had at that point was limited to the natural, limited to the physical. But today we have a much greater understanding. Praise God. Solomon was talking of the aging process, how the grinders cease, the grinders are the teeth. How the strong men of the house, which are the two legs, bow themselves, they become weak and they can't support the body anymore. How desires fail, how you become afraid of heights. Praise God. How those that look out of the windows, these are the eyes, these are the lattices, the eyes. How those that look out of the windows become darkened. And you know, the man goes, finally goes home to his long home. And the mourners, you know, line up the streets. He talks about a funeral. He talks about how man loses his youthfulness. Loses the vigority, the vigor, the life, and everything that is in him, the energy, the power, how man loses all that as he ages and succumbs to death. See, but Christ, by the Spirit, is teaching us a way to escape this thing today. Praise God. Brethren, remember there are always two generations. There is a generation that goes down into the grave, and there is a generation that ascends. Praise God. Those who ascend are those who remember the Lord. Those who ascend are those who retain knowledge of the Creator. Those are those who retain their youth. Praise God. For we know that the life of God is incorruptible. The life of God can never perish. God can never grow old. God simply is from age to age. Hallelujah. The nations beneath, they shall perish, they shall be changed. They shall grow old, they shall wax old. See, they shall change as the garment changes. You know how garments fade away? That is how men fade. That is how their glory fades. That is how their pomp fades. They come early in the morning, in their youth, full of vigor, and with time they pass away. You look for them, they are no more. But there is one that remains forever. And that is the Lord. Praise God. And the Bible says that his seed that serve him, his servants that fear his name and serve him, they shall abide forever. Hallelujah. They shall abide forever. These are the ones that remain eternal. They stand in the place of life, confirming the words of Jesus that some of you here will never die. Some of you here will never taste of death. Some of you standing here with me upon Mount Zion. Some of you standing here with me in the spirit, upon the circle of creation, some of you will never die. These are those who have remembered the Creator as their only life, who have remembered the Lord as their true identity. These are those who live solely on account of the name of the Lord. They have no life of their own, but they live on account of the Lord. Praise God. These are servants of the Most High, angels of the Most High. Hallelujah. These are kings and princes that rule tribes from age to age, for their kingdom has no end. These are those who have retained knowledge of the name, the sacred name of the Lord. Praise God. Remembrance. Hallelujah. Remembrance. Remembrance. Hallelujah. It's all we need today. Remembrance is what will raise a man out of the pit of humanity. It's what will raise a man out of that realm where corruption and death rules. That realm where there is no peace. A realm of sorrow, deep sorrow, anguish of soul. A realm of pain. It's only remembrance. Remembrance in the night seasons. Remembrance in meditation. Remembrance of that pure, immaculate life in the spirit that we have in the Lord. That is what can raise a man out from the pit of hell. That is what can raise a man out of that slope, that realm that is like a slope that continuously goes down into death. Praise God. Christ Jesus has brought it to light. He has revealed, laid bare immortality and light, teaching all men to abstain from all forms of ungodliness. Hallelujah. Looking forward to that salvation, awaiting that manifestation on the day of the unveiling. Hallelujah. This is the only salvation that the Father has for us. Bringing about a remembrance of the Lord. Remembrance of Christ the Lord. Remembrance of Christ in you, which is your true life. Isn't it written that Christ is your life, and when he appears, you shall appear with him? In reality, his appearance is your appearance. His appearance is the appearance of the real you. It's the appearance of the Christ in you. It's the unveiling. Hallelujah. It's the bringing out into light that hidden secret, that hidden personality within you and I. And this comes by remembrance. Some of these things might sound alien, strange, abstract, far-fetched. Why? Because we had forgotten. We had forgotten. We had lost all knowledge of the truth. See, the dead do not see. The dead do not know anything. Ecclesiastes says that in the grave there is no knowledge. Neither is there any understanding in the grave. The grave is the realm of nothingness, and that is the world today. The world is just a big graveyard where men live in ignorance of the truth. Where men live in ignorance of the one and living one, which is the Lord, which is the creator of the heavens and earth. the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life that reigns with men, in men who live after the flesh, is simply a result of ignorance. They have forgotten the name that exists. For this reason, they live as gods. They exalt themselves and seek to be worshipped, not knowing that there is only one to be worshipped, and that is the invisible and incorruptible God, who is in us and through all. Time has come for brethren all over the world to recognize the Lord, the Creator. Praise God. For by Him, all things in heaven and earth were created. Isn't it written that by Christ all things in heaven and earth were created? That the fullness of God dwells in Christ? And Christ is our life? Praise God. That we are one body. That we are one bread. That it's many members, one body, many members. Isn't it written that we are one spirit with the Lord? He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. That we are one spirit in the heavens throughout all eternity. These are things that we have forgotten. These are things that in silence the time has come to begin to remember. In deep meditations. Hallelujah. In meditations upon our bed. In the night seasons. Let the Lord speak to you in your hearts. Hallelujah. Receive the rays of life. Receive the rays of understanding from the Almighty that is able to raise you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will raise you up from the dead. He will raise you up from your misery. He will raise you up from out of the realm of sorrow. And you will come into the light where there is singing and there is joy, where you can know pleasures once more. Praise God. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth. Remember that you are among the stars. And then look out and, you know, in the heavens, look at the stars that shine. The stars are light beings. That is you and I. See, remember the Lord in the days of your youth. Before the stars be darkened. Before the star in you be darkened. And when that star is darkened, then you enter into the realm of sorrows. Realm where you can do nothing, where there is no power. Tribulation. Praise God. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth, before the sun be darkened. The morning star in you. Do you know you are the morning star, which is the sun? Hallelujah. To him that overcomes, I will give the morning star. To him that overcomes the world, that follows me in the regeneration, that receives the truth and stands in the truth, in continuity, I will give the morning star. You will discover your true light creature, your true light nature, your morning star attributes. For Jesus Christ says that the righteous shall shine as the sun in your Father's kingdom. It all comes by remembrance. Remembrance removes all the ties from the wheat. Remembrance rents the veil. Hallelujah. Remembrance destroys the jar, the earthen vessel. Remembrance puts to death the old man, which is the man of the flesh, who is impotent, unprofitable. See, who is the prince of this world? Remembrance puts to death the old man and brings forth the true man who is without beginning, without end. He brings forth Christ in you. He brings forth the star in you. He brings forth the morning star in you, the sun in you. Praise God. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth. See it. Before the clouds return, where there is no more refreshing. See it. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth, before you lose your place among the clouds of heaven. as you remember the Lord, as you remember this great secret, that the Lord is my life. Hallelujah. Without the Lord, I can do nothing. As you begin to remember your spiritual nature, I am not of this world. I am a true spiritual immortal being without beginning and end. As you remember these things, you begin to discover yourself once more among the clouds of heaven. You begin to discover yourself being caught up to meet the Lord once more in the air. You begin to rediscover your union with the Lord, who is the true God and eternal life. Remembrance. Hallelujah. Remember. Hallelujah. Remember, you discover yourself among the clouds of heaven, possessing the rain, possessing the moisture of God, the life of God, to its fullness. Praise God. You will rediscover yourself upon Mount Zion, among that same cloud that hovered over the Lord Jesus. Remember. Remember now the days of your youth, before the evil days come, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. We are called to remembrance, brethren. Hallelujah. Remembrance. See, so that we can rediscover the place of pleasures. And as we continue to keep the Lord in remembrance, not being drawn away from the light, we are maintained in pleasures. Hallelujah. We are maintained in glory. We are maintained in all power. We are maintained in life. Praise God. Moments before Jesus Christ went to the cross, he broke the bread and he gave his disciples. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. What are the disciples remembering? It's the fellowship, it's the communion we have today in the Spirit. Bringing about a remembrance of Christ, who is our life. See, it's remembrance of Christ in you. Remembrance of Christ, the living one. Do this in remembrance of me. This is all you need to do forever. See, because your remembrance of Christ and your awakening into the realization and the knowledge of Christ in you is what will sustain you and keep you throughout all generations. See, this will be your bread and your water. This will be your healing. This will be your promotion. This will be your honor. This will be everything that you ever need throughout all eternity. Realizing the Christ in you. Realizing the Christ in you brings to light your true immortal, you know, self. It brings to light all power in heaven and earth bestowed upon you. For the Father never withheld anything from us. For he has given us all things for our pleasure, to rule and reign upon the throne with him. Remembrance. Do this in remembrance of me. As we hear this video recording today, as we listen to words like this today, it is remembrance. And remembrance. Remembrance is what will pull you out of the sorrows that life has put you into. The sorrows that you find yourself in your humanity. Could it be a health condition, a physical condition? Could it be a family problem? Can you be tattered finances, finances in ruins? See, could it be lack of progress in this realm, in this world? Wherever you lack, remembrance of the Lord is the key to your healing. Praise God. Paul says some of you are sick out there. Some of you are weak. Some of you sleep. That is for us who die. Simply because you have not eaten this bread worthily. To eat this bread worthily means to keep, retain the knowledge of Christ in you. It means retain the knowledge of Christ, my life, my invisible, incorruptible self, hidden God. Praise God. When I retain this knowledge, my health is restored to me. The light of my countenance is once more brought to its fullness, where I can shine and shout for joy. Hallelujah, at the face of my Father. Remembrance is what will pull me out of the grave and destroy the gravitational pull of death. Remembrance is what will catapult me back to the throne of God. Praise God. Like the clouds that cannot be pulled down by gravity, like the wind that cannot be pulled down by gravity, so shall we be when we begin to remember the Lord. When we in meditation remember that Christ is our life, to receive full healing, body, soul, mind, and everything, so that those living waters can once more flow, the rivers of gladness. We must remember. We must begin to remember. Praise God. Remembrance in meditation. Praise God. Begin to remember the days of our youth, which is our life in Christ. For Christ retains his youth. The way he is the way he was, is and forever. That is Christ. Praise God. He never grows old. He just simply is. Praise God. He doesn't grow sick. Praise God. He cannot be poor. He cannot be rich. He simply is. All things are his. Praise God. That is our life. Let us awake to this reality, brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Remembrance. Praise God. Remembrance brings discernment. It causes us to remember that we are the Lord's body. Hallelujah. Remembrance causes us to realize this sacred secret that has eluded men for ages, that the Lord is my life. Praise God. That my true life is hidden God. Hallelujah. Remembrance judges the prince of this world. It destroys the prince of this world. It destroys, hallelujah, the God of this world and removes all influence over our life. Because the God of this world simply is the one that simply blinds the eyes of our understanding. The God of this world reigns in this realm of forgetfulness, where men have forgotten all knowledge of the truth and have started to live as mortals and have started to live as creatures of the dust. But remembrance in meditation brings about a knowledge of Christ within us. It awakens us to our true life. It heals us in every compartment of our life. Hallelujah. Let us take an example from the butterfly. The butterfly passes through, we know, three phases, three major phases. The larva stage, the pupa stage, and finally the butterfly stage. Praise God. The larva stage represents the inglorious state of the butterfly, the weak, vulnerable state of the butterfly, the ugly state of the butterfly, the ugly state of the butterfly, inglorious, unattractive, vulnerable, weak. That is man. But in reality, the butterfly is not a lover. See it. The butterfly is not what? A lover. See, it proceeded forth from a butterfly, and by all means, it must rediscover its butterfly state. As long as it remains a lover, it is in poverty. It is in tribulation. It is in lack. A destructive creature. captive creature, inglorious creature, as long as it remains a butterfly, a lover, like a worm upon the dust, crawling upon the dust. But remembrance, the butterfly begins to remember, or rather the lover at that state, the butterfly in the lover state begins to remember, now what am I doing here? I'm a butterfly. So he attaches himself to a plant in what is called the pupa state, in a state of stillness, in a state of silence, in a state of meditation, and all he does is remember that it's a butterfly. I am not a worm, I'm not a pupa, I'm not a lover, I am a butterfly. And he begins to remember that it is a butterfly in a moment of stillness and meditation. The pupa, resembles a dead butterfly. As if there is no activity, but within it, there is an awakening. The butterfly is already nested within the larva, within the pupa, within the worm, was the butterfly. The butterfly did not come from without. Everything was within. The pupa, the butterfly, in the lava and pupa state begins to look inwardly. It looks inwardly and remembers who it is. It remembers that it's not of the earth. It remembers it's not of the dust. It remembers its colors, its many colors of light and wisdom. It remembers its true light characteristics. It remembers that it's a spirit, an immortal creature of the air, of the spirit. And in remembrance, and in meditation, and in stillness, knowing that I am. Knowing that I am one, hallelujah. Knowing that I am one, hallelujah, with the invisible, incorruptible one, the creator of the heavens and earth. I'm an indivisible part of God. I came out of God, and I have the same attributes. It begins to remember Christ in it, which is the Lord from heaven. And in remembrance, a new creature emerges. Hallelujah. A creature that has nothing to do with that of the earth. For that of the earth was just simply an illusion. Praise God. A butterfly now emerges who flies in the air, which is the spirit, which flies in the with unlimited resources at his disposal, flies far above the hurts and pains of the realm of the earth, where it's no longer vulnerable to men and to the feet of men and creatures. It flies free and in liberty. This is the glorious liberty of the Son of God, the Lord from heaven, who is not of this world. I am not of this world. I'm from a spiritual kingdom. A kingdom in the spirit, in the air. I am not of this dust, of this material world. I'm not of your vain material world. But I'm of a world without beginning, without end. A world of endless pleasures. The butterfly is free, because it stood still and remembered. It remembered what was within it, that it was a butterfly, not a worm. Hallelujah. Remember now your Creator. Remember the Lord in you. Paul, in his letters to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, says, let's quickly turn there. I'm aware that not everybody is on the same level, so at times we have to turn to the scriptures so that everybody sees for himself what the Lord is saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Remember. Hallelujah. remembrance of your true celestial image, which is the Lord's image, which is Christ. Christ is the image of the invisible and incorruptible God. And that is Christ in you. That is our true image. This is what the gospel is all about. This is what the gospel has come to remind us of. And it's only by this revelation that we can be saved. Salvation doesn't come from the east, from the west, from the south, from anywhere, but only through this remembrance of the Lord that is in you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God will teach you all things and will bring to you remembrance. Remembrance. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to tell you about our two phases of evolution. Evolution from the earthly to the heavenly, from the carnal or natural to the spiritual, from that of mortal man to that of the Lord from heaven. Praise God. Verse 47, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. The first man is of the earth and is earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of what? Of the heavenly. Are you listening? We shall also bear the image of the heavenly. It's very, very important we understand this. The first man is the man of the earth. See, that is the man of the earth, which is the, you know, the natural man with which we've walked in Adam. That is the pupa larva state, the inglorious state. So this is the state where we are subject to corruptibility, where we are subject to the pain of humanity. These are the evil days that we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. When a man lives as a mortal, he's introduced into the evil days. He loses all sense of the God's world. He loses all sense of the realm of pleasure, Eden. Basically, he stops singing. Singing ceases. The eyes of his understanding darkens. See, and corruption sets in on him and lays a hold on him. Death rules over him. See, but glory be to God. We have all borne that image of the earthly. But the time has come to bear the image of the heavenly, which is the Lord from heaven, which is Christ. The heavenly is only one, which is the Lord, which is Christ. See, whether you like it or not, whether you make your bed in hell, whether you rebel and try to run away, you will definitely have to come back one day and fulfill this circle that we're talking about. Say it. Praise God. When you come back to your senses, praise God, remembrance brings about a return to our senses. Remember the prodigal son? He forgot. He descended. He forgot. Entered into communion with pigs, with the earthly. Pigs are earthly. You see a pig wallow in the mud, he talks of the earthly. The prodigal son entered into communion with the earthly. I started to live as that which is earthly until the remembrance came in. Remembrance, and he began to come to himself and to remember that the Lord is my life. Your remembrance is what will lift you out automatically. Praise God. We have borne the image of the earthly. Now the time has come to return back to bear that image of the heavenly. We retain our spiritual nature, which is within us. It's nested in you. See, the butterfly doesn't have to go outward to shop for a body. The butterfly doesn't go outward to shop for wings. It doesn't go out to look for a consultant or for some kind of workshop where he can get a wing. No, he looks inwardly in meditation. Every man must stand still where he is and receive in meditation. Stand still where you are and receive in meditation. In stillness, receive the light rays as they shine from the heart of the Father, unveiling Christ in you. Praise God. Remember. Praise God. Remember. Praise God. The trumpet is sounding now. Trumpet is the voice of the Spirit. It's bringing a remembrance. See, the dead are raised incorruptible as they hear the sound of the Spirit within us saying, wake up. Hallelujah. Thou that sleepeth in the dust, awake. Christ will shine in you. O daughter of Zion, thou that sleepeth in the dust, awake. Get thee up, be not ashamed. Get thee up upon the high mountain, O Zion that sleep in the dust. O Zion, my Zion, that sleep in mortality. Begin to remember. Hear the trumpet sounding. Hear truth from the voice of the Spirit. Remember, and you begin to be raised up consciously to the awareness of Christ in your true identity. You begin to be raised into awareness of your incorruptible body, immortal body. Hallelujah. And as you realize your immortal body, you also realize a world that is without beginning, without end. You begin to realize a new dimension in the Spirit. You begin to realize the presence of the Living One. Oh, praise God. Remembrance. Remember, hallelujah, remembrance. This is the voice that we're hearing today, bringing about an awakening. In meditation, receive it and begin to remember the Christ in you. Remembrance will deliver you from all those your habits. Hallelujah, because you are holy, you are perfect. You are blameless, without spot, without wrinkle. You are not jealous. You are not bitter. You are not a sex maniac. You are not a drug addict. You are not a thief. You are not poor. You are not abundant. You are everything that Christ is. Remember. Remember who you are. Remember. This is the remembrance that is being used in us. Remember the Creator in the days of your youth. Oh, praise God. In silence, wherever you are, remember. Remember so that you can once more return to the days of joy, of shouting. Hallelujah. Let's quickly go fast. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll just round up. It's not complete. Because we must know how, go into the dynamics on how this change occurs within us. How this transformation from the earthly to the spiritual occurs. Simply by knowing, simply by hearing the truth and knowing the truth and retaining the truth. Simple. Because we must exercise ourselves in the truth. You retain the truth because we live in a world that is pure darkness. So you want to hold the truth aggressively, viciously, hold this revelation and stand on it. And the new days are open to you. Praise God. Verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Be changed. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, at the sounding of the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall it brought to pass the saying that is written, death is one of his victory. Praise God. You see, the trumpet sounds. Where is the trumpet sounding? The trumpet is sounding here. And you can only hear the trumpet in meditation. Now the people in this world are all distracted. In the spheres of religion, traditional religion, people are distracted with words, with vain hopes, distracted with swelling big words. People are distracted with traditions of men, with winds of doctrines. People are distracted with the happenings in this world that is passing away. There are many, many distractions. It's a chaotic realm of men, but the moment has come to be still. Separate yourself and be still. Separating yourself doesn't make you better than anybody. You're not better than anybody. Now, if you know the truth of divinity, it wipes away pride from you. You separate yourself because you want to be still to hear and to receive this pure word, this trumpet as it sounds from the Spirit. The last trumpet is sounding already. See, but as long as you are down there, you know, carried away with activities of men, you can't hear it. It's only in stillness and in meditation that we can hear this trump sounding. Praise God. And as we hear this trump sounding, guys, it's shifting consciousness actually, because in reality, your true self is already there. The butterfly is already within you. Christ is already there, perfect. He doesn't need to be formed, to be recreated. God does not need to come down and form something in him anymore, no. Remembrance, as you hear the trumpet, brings about conscious realization, conscious awareness of your spiritual body, which is Christ. Your spiritual body is incorruptible, it's invisible, it's not attached to the bigger elements of this world. For this reason, it's not corrupt. Is perfect. This is the one that dwells in God's kingdom. So he, you know, operates with the all power of God. So Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you because the Christ in you is, the Christ is within you. This is Christ, the kingdom of Christ. It's God's kingdom, God's world. That realm is within you. But we can only discover it as we stand still in meditation. Praise God. Stand still in meditation. This will deliver us from the sting of death. It will deliver us from the power of the grave. Praise God. See, we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 that men go on the street mourning. See, but that can never happen to you when you stand in the truth. When you are raised up in the awareness of your true spiritual body. When you are raised in the awareness of who you truly are by remembrance, there will be no mourners mourning your death. There's no such thing as death. Death is no more. See, praise God. The physical body becomes evidence as just a tool or an instrument, a medium by which you can express the invisible life of God to men in this world. See, but your body is not your life. Your body is not you. It's just simply a medium by which I express the invisible one in me, who is the Christ in me, who is one with the Father. Praise God. So I can never die. Of course, I can lay aside my tabernacle. See it. But I continue on the way around, continue on in pleasures. Continue in my world, in God's realm, in God's kingdom. Continue on in fellowship, in life. Praise God. So let us remember, my brethren. This is the hour for remembrance. Praise God. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 is a book for reflection. So it's a book where we... It's a chapter in the Bible where Solomon, the wisest of all men, comes to a place where he stands still and meditates on the name of the Lord. He comes to a place where he stands still and begins to see the vanity of, and you know, the pain and anguish of men. This is an aged king, wise, speaking words of wisdom. And the Spirit chips this in for us to be aware of the secret of life. Praise God. If we want life, we must retain the knowledge of the Lord in remembrance. So let us receive these words today with grace, with gratitude. Hallelujah. In meditation, let this flow of the Spirit encompass us and awaken everything that in us that is dead. The message to the church in Sardis, which is the fifth trumpet, it says, remember how you've heard. Remember how you've heard. Repent. Means begin to live according to the man of the Spirit. Change your lifestyle. No more after the flesh. No more after the curse of this world. But begin to remember divinity in you. Remember the light of the world in you. Remember Christ in you. And as you remember him, hallelujah, you discover yourself once more appearing with him as he appears. You discover yourself once more in light garments. Hallelujah. Retaining your innocence. Hallelujah. Retaining that perfect, immaculate state that you had in the Spirit from the foundation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember. Remember how you've heard these words. Continue in it. In remembrance, in silence, stillness, continuity. And know that I am God. Know that I am the incorporeal, the invisible, incorruptible, eternal, immeasurable, and living one. In me and through you.